Marcel Proust was quite the comedian. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Legui, professor of French at Mount Holyoke College, discusses the famed novelist's humor.
It's a running joke that Marcel Proust's In Search of Lost Time is a bucket list item. We intend to read it, but don't. It's a daunting tome and a formidable read, but people often overlook a prominent aspect, Proust's humor, something that runs through every paragraph of the 4,000 pages of the work. The series of seven novels describes the French upper classes before, during, and after World War I from the perspective of an intelligent and sensitive narrator. Proust began his masterpiece after being devastated by the death of his parents. His goal was to resurrect not only them, but also their world, which was passing away as France became a middle-class society and the aristocracy no longer mattered. Proust brings that earlier age back to vivid life. A key element is the omnipresent humor. Proust makes fun of everybody. The servant Françoise and Dr. Cottard can always be counted on for verbal infelicities. The hypochondriac Aunt Léonie's days are regulated by the schedule of the masses and of her digestion. The grotesque Madame Verdurin only pretends to laugh for fear of unhinging her jaw. When his beloved maman reads a romantic novel to the young hero, she leaves out the love scenes so that the story makes no sense. The lifeguards at fancy resorts rarely know how to swim. Through bizarre circumstances, after her death, Aunt Léonie's furniture ends up in a brothel. These characters are universal in their strengths and weaknesses. In them we can see ourselves. Exposing their foibles by means of humor, Proust evokes our empathy. We should all delve into this work, which offers a catalog of our own human emotions and eccentricities as it draws us into a lost world.
And that was Catherine Legui of Mount Holyoke College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.